Start your day the right way with the Miraya Morning Motivation.
Developing a personal philosophy is what I wish to share with you and I today. Your philosophy is the greatest determining factor in how your life works out. And this we need to build to have a meaningful life. Jim Rohn was broke at 25 and a millionaire at 31. How does an Idaho farm boy make it to Beverly Hills? This is how. At 25, there was nothing in my bank and I needed to provide for my family, says Jim Rohn. As I was considering what to do, I met John Earl Schoff, a wealthy entrepreneur who became my employer for the next 5 years. He revolutionized my life and taught me the importance of developing my personal philosophy to look for those things that make the most difference and to spend most of my time doing those things. It isn't a complex or mystical process, but a principle that can make a difference in how your life turns out. While there are many puzzle pieces for success, without developing a sound philosophy, the other pieces are of little value. So as you go forward on this journey towards success, remember to 1. Set your sail. The winds of circumstances blow upon all of us. We all have experienced the winds of disappointment, despair, and heartbreak. But what do people arrive at? Why do people arrive at such different places at the end of the journey? Have we not all sailed upon the same sea? The major difference isn't circumstance, is the best set of the sail or the way we think. It's what we do after we have set our sails and the wind decides to change direction. When the winds change, we must change. We have to struggle to our feet and reset the sail in a manner that will steer us in the direction of our own deliberate choice. The set of the sail, or how we think and how we respond, has a far greater capacity to destroy our lives than any challenges that we face. How quickly we respond to adversity is far more important than adversity itself. The great challenge of life is to control the process of your own thinking. Secondly, learn from success and failure. The best way to establish a new and a powerful personal philosophy is to objectively review the conclusions you've drawn out about life. Any conclusion you've drawn that isn't working for you could be working against you. The best way to counteract misinformation and wrong data is to input new and accurate information. Gather information from personal experience. If you are doing something wrong, evaluate what you are doing wrong and change the settings. Seek an objective outside voice about how you are and what you are doing. An objective opinion from someone you respect can lead you to early and accurate information about your decision-making process. Listen to the freshness of an outside voice. Someone who can see and the forest and isn't lost in the trees. That's all that you have to do. Thirdly, observe the successes and failures of other people. If people who failed were to give seminars, it would be helpful. You could see how people mess up and you wouldn't do what they did. Past failures and errors prompt us to amend current conduct so we don't replicate the past. Study from people who do well. Each of us should be in a constant search for people we admire and respect and whose behavior we can model. It's far better to deliberately choose the people we will permit to influence us than to allow bad influences to affect us without our conscious choice. Read all that you can. Fourthly, keep a journal. I've always talked about keeping a journal. Keep a journal. The very act of writing about our lives helps us think more objectively about our our actions. Writing tends to slow down the flow of information and gives us time to analyze and ponder the experience. The intense scrutiny of journal writing can enable us to make refinements into our philosophy that are truly life-changing. Jot down what you have learned and be a buyer of empty books. It's the small disciplines that lead to great accomplishments. Observe and listen. Pay attention during your day. Watch what's going on. Surround yourself with people you respect and admire. Find people whose personalities and achievements stimulate, fascinate, and inspire you, and then strive to assimilate their best qualities. This is called the skill of selecting. Don't waste your time on the silly and the shallow. Also, be disciplined. Every day is filled with dozens of personal crossroads. Moments when we are called upon to make a decision regarding minor as well as major decisions. These decisions chart a path to a future destination. With careful mental preparation, we can make wise choices. Last but not least, do not neglect. Neglect is the major reason people don't have what they want. If you don't take care of things in your life, neglect becomes a disease. If you neglect to do good things with your money, you probably neglect to do good things with your time. If you don't know what's going on with your health or your bank account, you could be at risk. So set up new disciplines to change your life. Don't neglect. Everything is within our reach if we read books, use journals, practice the disciplines, and wage a new and vigorous battle against neglect. Build your philosophy. Commit yourself to a new journey and say, I am going to change my life.